Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, another day with more rain, but as expected, the intensity far less for most areas. The International Airport, though, did pick up another 0.4 inch of rain, and that means just under 5 inches in just 2 days at the airport. Now, that's not an uncommon thing. There are a lot of spots that have had anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rain over the last couple of days, locally more, and just about everybody had more rain yesterday, but the amounts varied more. And then when you get into central and southern St. John's County, it was another deluge around St. Augustine with as much as 1 to 3 inches of rain. That's on top of the 3 to 6 inches of rain that fell on Tuesday, and some of the two-day totals are now approaching double digits around St. Augustine, around 10 inches. And some of this is being helped out by that onshore flow, that wind out of the east and northeast. So it's bringing in these bands of showers, and sometimes they become rather concentrated over one area, and when they do, it can dump a lot of rain in relatively small and narrow bands. And that's what happened yesterday and last evening in St. Augustine. We're seeing it again early this morning. The best chances will be along the coast and anywhere south of Interstate 10. So we'll have to continue to watch for that banding that will be particularly heavy for St. John's County, but at times also eastern and southeastern Duval County could get in the act as well. And if it coincides with times of high tide, we'd have even a greater chance for standing water, pooling, and a little bit of localized flooding in what otherwise is a broad onshore east-northeasterly flow of winds that will not end anytime soon. I have east winds in the forecast all the way into next week, so rough season surf will continue. A high rip current risk. There'll be some minor to moderate flooding at times of particularly high tide along the coast, the intercoastal, the St. John's River and its tributaries, and that will likely, especially along the St. John's River, continue into next week. And we're also getting an astronomical boost from a full moon, which arrives on Friday. Otherwise, the trend will be generally drier as we get deeper toward the weekend and through the weekend. Not completely dry, but the showers will be more on and off, and they'll be more scattered. There certainly will be plenty of dry hours, even today, especially, again, when you get a little more north and a little more inland, as temperatures will only top at around 80 degrees. So that's a bargain. It at least won't be as warm with the added cloud cover and a few showers, though, of course, humidity will still be quite high, and we'll just edge slowly up into the low to mid-80s as we go through Friday and into the weekend. Warmer, but certainly not extreme, and no real big spikes in the temperature are expected. Nighttime lows will stay pretty warm, especially closer to the beaches because of that wind off water that's still 80 to 85, so the beaches will have a tendency to be quite a bit warmer, at least at night. In the tropics, we continue to have Philippe out over the central Atlantic moving westbound. Really a myriad of possible solutions on how this thing evolves and develops, as well as the strong tropical wave behind it that has a good chance to become Rena. Until and unless these two systems separate, they're both going to likely struggle a little bit until one becomes the main storm, and one that will likely eventually happen over the next few days. There should be a shift then more northward in its track, but until then, we could have a tropical depression or even a fairly weak tropical storm not too far from Puerto Rico over the weekend. So that's something we'll keep an eye on. It wouldn't be, at this point, it doesn't look like it would be a significant storm. Again, if it were to suddenly develop and consolidate, chances are it would turn more northward with time, being steered by the mid and upper level flow rather than the low level prevailing winds that will move a more shallow system, a weaker system, like what we're seeing with Philippe right now. In any case, something to keep an eye on over the far northern and northeastern Caribbean. In the end, as the system finally becomes stronger, whether it's Philippe or Rena or both, they should turn fairly sharply to the north, and if that's the case, would stay east of Florida. But kind of a fluid situation on the tropics right now, and something to keep a close eye on, obviously. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and at ActionNewsJax.com. I've also posted an updated Burrish blog on our First Alert neighborhood weather stations powered by Tempest, a great opportunity for you to become part of our network. It's a weather instrument that you pay for, but I don't think you'll be disappointed. Also, the Jags games and the heat of September, how that's changed since 2001 is, or might not have changed, depending on what the data that we're looking at here. It's all posted there. And Also, the October averages. Goodness gracious, it'll be the October 1st already on Sunday. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.